Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. Today, we are going to be going over demotivation and burnout, how to prevent it, how to catch it, and how to stop it. By the end of today's episode, you guys will know about a semi-controversial opinion about burnout by George Mack, how to recognize the signs of burnout, what to do, how to set boundaries, seek support, how to reflect on your priorities, and how to make the things that you don't want to do fun. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. Let me know what you think, and I will see you guys very soon. Thank you and enjoy. Welcome back to another episode. Today, as you guys already know, we are going to be talking about burnout and how to get back on track when you're demotivated as well. I want to start you guys off with an unpopular opinion, and this comes from George Mack. He says, I'm back with a semi-controversial opinion. There's no such thing as working too hard. There's just being under-rested. So George Mack, I'm subscribed to his email list, and every week he sends out a list of ways that you can think differently and just improve your overall mindset. It reads, Winston Churchill used to work 16-hour days in his old age during the war, but he also worked in bed every day until 11 a.m. He had a nap after lunch and a 2-hour nap before dinner at 8 p.m. before working late into the night. Then he said, advice that I would give to my younger self. Don't focus on energy output, which is working too hard. Focus on energy production, which is recharging activities. If you produce more energy than you burn, it's impossible to burn out. And this makes sense, right? In practice, if you're able to not be too tired to do the things that you don't want to, you're going to be able to achieve it. Like he said with Winston Churchill, he used to work 16-hour days, but he used to take a lot of naps. He used to make his sleep extremely effective and as quality as he possibly can. And I think that that comes with an element of agency in a way, because anybody could argue, I work this much time, I do these many things, and the biggest problem is I don't have time to do these activities, but you have to make them a priority. If you don't make them a priority, you're going to make the things that you're doing in your life extremely hard. You're going to overwork yourself, right? People have to go through a lot, and a lot of people pack up their busy schedules with even more things that they can't handle, which eventually causes burnout and for you to feel demotivated and that you're not going anywhere. You know, George Mack says that it's a controversial opinion, the fact that you're not overworked, you're just underrested. But I agree. I think in the past, when I have been feeling overwhelmed and burnt out and demotivated, it was because I was working so hard and that's all I could think about. And I wasn't able to detach my mind and take a step back from what was supposed to relax me and make me feel energized. He also says, Eleanor Roosevelt credited one thing to surviving her White House schedule for 12 years. Before meeting crowds or giving speeches, she would sit still, close her eyes, and relax for 20 minutes. And the last thing that he says is, there's a simple algorithm for identifying the highest leverage relaxation for yourself. Energy produced divided by the time that it takes. So one more time, there's a simple algorithm for identifying the highest leverage relaxation for yourself. Energy produced divided by the time that it takes. I think that we're always trying to optimize and make things as productive and as good as possible, but this is one of those things that it actually does make sense, right? Like throughout our lives, we're always going around, how can I get this done just a little bit faster? How can I optimize for this? To the point where sometimes it's not good. You don't always want to optimize for something. Sometimes you just want to do the work. Alex Hormozi says that and I'm paraphrasing here, but I was watching a video yesterday, and he said that people take so much time out of their lives to try to optimize everything that they get less work done than somebody who's just doing the work instead, which I thought was pretty cool. So energy produced divided by the time it takes, right? If a nap, you have to find a way to measure it, but if a nap only gets you back to 50% and it takes you an hour, but then going on a 10-minute walk gets you back to 100%, then you should take the walk more often as it helps you more. Right, moving on.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the episode so far. I want to say that this episode is proudly sponsored by no one. If you're enjoying these episodes, make sure you follow and hit the bell notification icon so you stay up to date with all of my episodes. This way, you will know when I post. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of this episode.
For those of you guys that don't know who Ali Abdallah is, he is a YouTuber, he's a podcaster, he's an author, and he's also a medical student. So he's a jack of all trades. And Ali Abdallah was a medical student and balancing running a YouTube channel at the same time, which he actually became very successful in while becoming a medical student, which is very cool. And he said that one of his ways that he prevented burnout and overall kept him motivated was he did things that he enjoyed. I have on my wall a sticky note that says, "Play, make it fun." It's from his book, Feel Good Productivity. I would recommend it for you guys. Very good book. Feel Good Productivity by Ali Abdallah. If you guys want to be able to enjoy the things that you're doing while still being productive. Anyway, he says, play, make it fun. So when he was editing these long YouTube videos while having to be a medical student, he had so much to do. He found that he wasn't having as much fun editing it because it was tedious and boring. But what he did is he found something he enjoyed. So he really enjoyed listening to music. So he ended up putting, I can't remember exactly what it was, a Harry Potter or something along those lines of a soundtrack on the back of his YouTube videos while he edited it, just to make it more fun for him. Also, when he was a medical student, he had to write these papers and overviews to hospitals, and it's such tedious work, he was saying, that he got super demotivated, but he started to make it more fun for himself, and he did this by including jokes with the people on the other end, even if they didn't respond back to it. He just thought that it was something fun for him to do. And at the end of the day, I'm saying this to anybody listening. If you want to be productive but also not burn out, you need to find a way to make it playful and to make it fun. Ali Abdallah also says it's not that important, right? This thing that you're doing, it's not that important. Just make it fun. Have a good time while you're doing it. And I don't speak for everybody, but what he was saying, that he had to survive and he had to make money, and he was still treating it like it wasn't that important. It's not the end of the world if he doesn't do it. But that made him want to do it more because it was himself who was controlling it. So for burnout, one of the biggest things is being able to kind of, first of all, well, shifting from Ali Abdallah to, I guess, the main point of burnout, it's being able to spot the signs of burnout before they happen. And this is super important because if you're able to recognize these signs, it won't have as much of an impact, if any impact at all. What I mean by this is recently I started noticing that I was getting a little demotivated to do things. It was a lot harder, but I noticed this and instantly sprung into action, and it allowed me not to get burnt out as much as it would have if I just let it be. Right? Some days you wake up and you don't want to get out of bed and you're super tired and you know that the work needs to be done, but you don't want to do it. Now, not everybody's in a situation to be able to say, okay, I understand that these are the signs, so I'm just going to take a break, right? Because if you work, you can't just take a break. But to push yourself, I think you need to push yourself past the day so you can find the optimal strategy for you. To push through the day, like I previously mentioned, try to make it play, try to make it fun, do something you enjoy. Maybe relocate yourself when you work so you don't have to be in your office or at home. And these are big maybes, right? I can't speak on anybody's behalf because every single person is different, but I'm saying these are things that work for me. And whenever I'm feeling this way, I always try to relocate myself. I always try to take my mind off of the matter. And again, energy production over things that suck up your energy. So being able to get that energy back. Kind of going off of what I was just saying, taking a break is super important because if you're burnt out, you just have so little motivation to do anything that you just feel tired doing it. And I'm gonna kind of pivot a little. People that rely most on motivation don't have always the right mindset, if that makes sense, to be able to push past. I'm not saying that I'm not one of those people, because I definitely am. It's hard to push past sometimes, but you have to take time to rest and recharge. And that might mean taking a few days off doing what you're doing. If you're trying to do this every single day, doing a little bit or finding a way to make it fun, make it playful, and understand that it's really not that important. And I think when you reframe it this way, when you reframe it, you understand that it isn't really that important. And it makes you'd think that you saying it's not important would make you want to do it less, because it's like, oh, it's not important. But it doesn't. It makes you want to do it more, because you realize that all that stress you're putting on yourself doesn't make sense. Because, make it playful. It's not that important. I think along the lines of taking a break is prioritizing self-care and just doing what you want to do. Focusing on activities that promote relaxation and well-being, such as exercise, meditation, hobbies, etc. Reading, whatever floats your boat. And, one of the most important things is making sure to eat healthy and get proper sleep. Here comes the energy back. You need to find things that are going to increase the energy that you get. And when I say that, I don't mean energy as far as only taking a nap. You might be able to journal for a little bit and feel more refreshed like that. So whatever makes you feel more fresh, you might even want to go for a run. It's going to make you more tired, but it's going to make you mentally feel better. Then I think being able to say no to certain things is also important, because if you're constantly saying yes and being a people pleaser, which I kind of struggle with, I'm not going to lie, it's a very valuable skill. And I was watching a video the other day, and they were mentioning how being able to say no to things is one of the hardest things. It was one of the hardest skills that people aren't able to do, because they feel bad hurting another person's feelings at the expense of their own success. You might also want to let one of your friends know, or somebody, one of your loved ones, that you're feeling this way, and they might even help you out too. They help you feel relaxed. I remember a couple of years ago, I used to take myself pretty seriously. I would read a lot. I would do a lot of things for myself. And then I would read a book a week. And there came this time where I was just feeling demotivated, burnt out, didn't notice the signs. And it led to this, oh my, it was an unbelievable 6 months at least of me just feeling this way, burnt out, lazy, demotivated. And I mean this from my specific sector of expertise that I was working on. So, for example, I was reading a lot of books. And for 6 months after that, I read no books. I didn't want to read. Every time I looked at a book, I was like, oh, I don't even want to start. And I promised to myself that this would never happen again because of how horrible this feeling was. Like, I wanted to want to read, but I just couldn't force myself to. Luckily, now I'm a lot better, but I'm also taking it in regulation and little by little. I'll read a lot, but once I start to notice, okay, maybe, this isn't too much, I'm not too interested in. I try not to push myself too much, in a sense that I don't want to read what doesn't interest me and doesn't benefit me, but also I don't want to hurt myself in the process of it, if that makes sense. And I think this goes back to, well, not goes back, but I think this goes to reestablishing a routine, because when you're demotivated, you might lose track of your time, lose track of what you're doing, and you might just sit and do nothing, which is totally okay and normal. I think a lot of people go through that. But you need a structure in your life, and you need to set attainable goals for yourself as well. Because once you get these goals, it's going to be a little stepladder, a little snowball effect, if that makes sense. So you get one goal done. Okay, cool. One more. You step up a little bit, then you keep stepping up, and then you can prove to yourself that you're back to where you started, baby. You'll get it. And getting a balanced schedule. And I think going like establish this goes to a lot of points, because establishing a routine, being able to prioritize your self-care, eating good, exercising, setting boundaries, and all fall under the same sector, because it's just you working on yourself to make this hole that you're digging out easier, right? Why try to climb up out of this hole when you have an off-road motorcycle, right? If you have something that gets you somewhere faster, take it. Give it a try. Plus, none of these things are going to hurt you. If you reestablish a good routine, if you establish your goals, if you start eating healthy, it's not going to make it worse, I guarantee you. So why not give it a try? Practicing self-stress management techniques is also important, because if you're able to understand what's going to help you de-stress, again, you're going to be able to increase the amount of energy that you produce and get you out of this hole. For those of you listening at home, pretend that you're stuck in this hole, right? Have an image in your head. Close your eyes. You're stuck in this hole and it's hard for you to get out. You know that you can do it, and you know that eventually you're going to do it, but it's hard. If you are to implement these techniques, you're able to get a vehicle out of you. You're able to get a vehicle help you out of the dirt, and it becomes less steep, this hole. It makes it easier to go up little by little. Now, it's just as easy to fall back down that hole, but if you're able to consistently implement these routines and do these things and shift your mindset to being able to produce energy rather than having to expend it, you're going to be able to make it a much easier journey for yourself to get out of this hole to begin with. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. In this episode, we learned about A Mental Shift by George Mack, how Ali Abdaal was able to not be burnt out as a medical student and a YouTuber, being able to recognize signs of burnout, taking a break, prioritizing yourself, reflecting on your priorities, establishing a routine, and being able to practice self-management techniques. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Have a good rest of your day. Thank you.